10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, everyone, and this is the 18 Wheels Talk Show Podcast. And we're going to be talking about a lot today, man. The industry is on fire right now. So we're going to be talking about that entertainment industry. And what are your takes on all these allegations that have been going on? And then we're not just talking about Diddy now. Like, Diddy is a distraction. Everybody is focusing on Diddy right now. But we're going to be talking about Nickelodeon. We're going to be talking about everything that's going on in the entertainment industry. This shit is fucked up, y'all. We grew up on all this shit. But when you start hearing this stuff, you start hearing the allegations, a lot of these celebrities and a lot of these other people have been talking about this for years. And we just shunned it. We just pushed it to the side. And we already know about Diddy. We know Diddy like the party, you know. But I'm going to give y'all take on how I feel about that. I'm sure Loverboy and Lyric are going to give their take on this situation because it's getting out of control. Cat Williams did say that this 2024 is going to be the year of the truth. So we're getting in all this stuff. So we got a lot to talk about for as the NFL player that just wrecked his car and walked away from the scene. He just ruined his career. We just got so much to talk about on this podcast. So we're going to be talking about the entertainment industry and everything that goes around. Are we talking about the basketball industry? Are we talking about the music industry, the acting industry? Are we talking about the whole industry, period. We're just not talking about Diddy because Diddy is the distraction. That's what I want y'all to understand. Diddy is the distraction. It is so much going on right now that we are only distracted on the black man. We got to look at everything else. We got to look at Nickelodeon. We got to look at what Nickelodeon is doing right now, what they did, and how they covering it up. That's everything. It is crazy. So I want to introduce my favorite co-host all the time. Give it up for my boy, lover boy, Lamont.
Yeah, boy.
And you know, we got Dr. Lyric B in the building all the time.
Hey, my beauties and gents.
Yo, give it up for my favorite podcast host all the time. I think I did the wrong one that time. I like that one. That one right there was like, oh, we here.
Sound like a game show.
It sound like a game show. But what's been going on, y'all? How was y'all weekend? Like, what's been going on for the Easter weekend? It's like Easter Monday, right? It's a holiday.
Yeah, right? It is.
It's quiet.
Yeah. It's been very quiet today. I realized that. You know, I'm not real big on the Easter holiday. I have not been eating any meat, though.
Oh.
Okay.
You put down the dogs?
No dogs, man. My name not Meek Mills, and we're going to get on. We're going to get on Meek Mills.
Last year you had that Easter Monday hot dog hunt.
Nah, brother. I had mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
That's too funny.
For the holiday. I had mac and cheese, man. But, you know, I wish everybody, you know, had a great Easter weekend. You know, my condolences go out to, oh, man, the Key Bridge collapsed. Yeah. Like, I couldn't believe that when I saw it. Like, I jumped up out of my bed like, yo, I crossed over this bridge a million times. And I thought that this bridge was going to collapse. Come on, man. Did you see that? But you know what? You know me, I'm always the conspiracy theorist behind everything. The Key Bridge now is one of the largest, it controls one of the largest ports in America. Now, if y'all not paying attention, we've been watching all this Diddy shit and all that's going on, but you're not paying attention to what's going on overseas. Now, I know a week ago, y'all know about the CEO that she backed her car into a lake.
What?
Y'all heard about that, right?
She's no.
The CEO exactly. of the bridge, right?
But she is the CEO of the company who owns that ship. Now, let me think. Let me tell you one thing about this. We're not looking that we're under attack. It is two destroyers in the port of Baltimore, high speed destroyers. Lyric, you got a lot going on in your background.
It's two
Yeah, you do.
Let's fix that right now.
Oh, it's a Christmas gift.
Yeah, I know. She's over there.
Wow.
She pre-rapping, brother. But it's two destroyers, high speed, in the port of Baltimore. They can't get out right now. What do y'all think about that? Do y'all think this was intentionally or was accidentally done?
I mean, when you got the video to show the video, and I saw the other conspiracy theorist videos saying, look at the bridge blowing up before it even hit. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of stuff, like you said, to take you away from the focus of what's really going on. I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on, and you know what, media, one way to keep your mind distracted from one thing is for something else to go on where the other one won't get as much coverage as it should.
There you go, brother. That's what I'm saying. You know, how Donald Trump said, it's a lot of fake news.
Yeah, because, you know, that's how it's always been like that. You know, I've seen things that happen, they show you on TV, and then it be news, but then they look at it again, somebody investigate it, it actually came from a movie. So it's like, damn, for real? Like, so it's like, The media can fool you in so many ways, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Did you guys hear about this, what Putin did?
I heard, man.
How he opened the vaults.
No.
Talking about the Black Messiah.
Yeah.
Well,
You know,
like,
so.
I feel that we're under attack.
Do you?
You know,
really?
I really
or just your conspiracy?
No.
Now I'll tell you this. I thought about the movie. Remember the movie Obama made?
Yeah.
I thought about that.
Shut down the major arteries.
It was called, what was it called? What was the movie called?
The World Behind. The World Left Behind.
Leave the World Behind. You know what I'm saying? Correct. And because it was also another a barge that hit a bridge in Oklahoma.
Correct. So if you,
I mean, what are you going to do about this? I mean, all the news that you hear, I'm just saying, seriously.
Well,
what?
This is the beginning, Lyric, that how I look at it, because the Port of Baltimore is one of the largest ports that bring in ships and cars. And also we got two destroyers. The two of the fastest destroyers are in that port. They cannot get out. Now, we have all of this going on overseas right now. So, can you hear? Lyric B, can you hear us?
Hello?
Lover boy, you can hear, right?
I can hear.
No.
Yeah, we can hear you very well. But you can get it right, Lyric B. You know? But it's two. We got two of the biggest destroyers. Lyric, can you hear us, Lyric? You good? You might need to log in and log back out, Lyric. Lover boy, you can hear me very well,
right? I can
hear you. Yeah. So, Lyric, you might need to log in, log back out. Try to go back in and try to go back out and come back in. So she must have lost reception. But anyway, we got two of the largest destroyers in Baltimore. High-speed destroyers. So don't you think that's a coincidence that they can't get out and we got this whole thing going on overseas?
Okay, so far as overseas, what you talking about far as what?
Like high speed destroyers. Yeah, but they if our boys are in trouble over there, they can't get to us. They can't get the two of the fastest ships in the fleet of the Navy are in the port of Baltimore.
And they're stuck.
So my thing is, if you watch the video of that ship, why wasn't there a tugboat? Normally, I've passed over that bridge a million times. Cruise ships come in, cargo ships go in and out. Why wasn't a tugboat? Every time I see a very large vessel, it has a tugboat to guide them.
I didn't understand like how it got that close to the bridge in the first place without a warning going out. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they like, said the warnings, but you see it went through the... I don't know if you ever been over the quay, but it has the big, large opening that everybody going... That ship went under the lower part to the side instead of going through the big opening.
And that's because it lost power, correct?
Yeah, but why did it go through the small part? Why did it didn't go through with the large opening? Because if it would have lost power, which all of ships come in and out under the large opening, if it would have lost power, then it would have just drifted in the sea instead of going under the part where
it's not supposed to go.
Where it's not, I just think like that was done down. In error. That was done in error. Yes, indeed. I don't think that was
so.
Purpose.
So you think the guy panicked, or the captain panicked?
Probably so. I mean, arrested it could for be being anything. Intoxicated. They just got arrested for being intoxicated.
So he could have been drunk.
No, he was. They just got arrested for being intoxicated. Like you're supposed to have a tugboat to go out. I know people who know Portsmouth down here in Florida, and a tugboat, they said he dropped anchor. Okay, first thing, you should drop anchor. Drop that anchor. But what side did you drop it on? Did you say on port side or the other side? You should have dropped it on the other side, which I don't know if that happened. Too slow to ship down. Like, the ship completely ran into the pillar of the bridge. And you see how that bridge just collapsed?
Like paper.
So my thing is, I think it's just a little bit more behind it, because
something more sinister.
Something more is going on, and then we got all that's going on
overseas. Hold on. Now they're saying that Ryan Garcia, you hear about this? Mm-hmm. 5 days before it happened, he tweeted, "Something big is going to happen in Baltimore on March the 26th." Mm. He tweeted this.
And the CEO of the ship, of the company of the ship, allegedly backed into her, she hit her Tesla in reverse and it went into the ocean. Now let me tell you a thing about Teslas. If anybody don't know about Teslas, normally people drive Teslas with the auto brake on, right? So you have the auto brake. You don't even have to hit the brake to stop. You can drive the Tesla, you can come up to a light and just let up off the gas and the car will stop on its own. Normally 90 to 95% of people drive Teslas on auto brake. It makes it easier for the car to stop. So let me put this. You put a car in reverse and it's on auto brake, it's not gonna move. You gotta like push it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta push the gas for it to go into a lake backwards. You gotta really like push it because it's not gonna move. And Tesla's got cameras all over the place. So what they said was she was intoxicated. Mm-hmm. They said she was intoxicated. But it just so happened a week before this happened, she is the CEO of this ship that crashed into this bridge. Singaporean.
Yep.
So what is your theory?
It was all planned out.
I knew you was going to say that.
But most disasters are all planned out.
It's all planned out. I feel she knew something. She knew something that was going on. And guess what? Allegedly, got to get rid of it. She got to go. You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. You're in a Tesla.
Maybe somebody hacked her Tesla.
Could be.
Thank you.
It could be, brother. But it's so much stuff that's going on in this industry. We are focused on Diddy right now. Diddy. Like,
well,
yo,
his world is crumbling. It's coming.
His world is crumbling. But just like Luke said, when you go after Diablo. Yo, that's the third, even the second and the third biggest alcohol company in America. And you're going to go after them? So guess what? We're going to come after you. We're going to expose you.
Nobody is bigger than the system. Diddy thought like all other
people
that once they get this much power, that they can't be brought down. You can't be brought down no matter how much money, because at the end of the day, money is only value if you believe in it. Yeah. Once they want to take it from you, they can. Same way I give it to you, the same way I can take it back. We're gonna talk about Diddy, but because we're gonna get late on the show, but it's a lot of stuff going on. Like you said, like the narrative can be changed anytime.
Yeah.
Because
you know what I'm saying? I feel he's a mule. He's they're making an example of Diddy.
Yes, indeed.
I really do. Yes, now, like, I'm not going to condone, on this podcast, we do not condone anything of sexual trafficking or anything like that. I don't feel that that's what went down. I feel Diddy is just guilty of being an asshole. You know what I'm saying? We all know that Diddy is
just guilty of being a baller. He's a baller. And it's like this. When you a baller... a king. He thought he was a king.
He did, yes.
So when a king, you know, you will have anything that money can buy, I should have. Yeah. I should have happiness. I should have
What you thinking about it? You thinking about it. Lover Boy and Lyric. Period. You throwing them. You got the best parties in the U.S. You know what I'm saying? I ain't go to none of his parties, but honestly, I probably might have wished I went. I would have wished I went to some of his parties. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you did.
Everybody know Diddy threw the best parties. Everybody know that, right? So
they say on 12 o'clock, come, you gotta leave though.
Exactly. So if you know, it's billionaires there. They say, hey, I want me some women from Thailand. I want you to fly some women in from Thailand. We want them. Yeah. Of course they're gonna have a connection over there in Thailand. Send your finest women over from Thailand. They not thinking about the age of these women. Send your finest Thailand, women from Thailand over to the because this is what my guests want at the park.
Yeah. And
they're gonna send them over there.
You got the power to do it.
He got the power to do it. But so I'm going to tell you why Diddy not going to go down. Because the simple fact is, they not on his plane. People can fly people on Delta and fucking American and U.S. Airlines all day long. They can do that all day long. It's nobody came up and said that criminal allegations. Everything, all these allegations against this man is civil.
Sexual.
It's civil.
Sensual.
But it's civil, though. That means they want money.
Yeah, they want money.
But it's like, not criminal. It's nothing. It's nothing wrong with civil.
He conquered me.
But they didn't say criminal. They didn't say criminal.
Then that was really something where they saying when they came in there for those raids, what they were really doing, they was trying to get...
Clean it up.
They were trying to get evidence that could probably go... Like, they say it was blackmailing people. Epstein style. So he said he had cameras through the whole house.
Yeah, he did.
He do, which you should. You're a billionaire, you should. But let me tell you how sophisticated. Like, I've been doing my research before we got on this podcast because I don't want us to be the podcast that talks of fake news. It's so many people trying to get clout, making shit up, talking about this shit and this like that. I sat here all week to get the actual facts of what's going on. Diddy system is so advanced, right, that this guy, it only uploads to the cloud. So when the system uploads to the cloud, only he and the company that regulates his cloud has access to it. the feds can't get to it. So guess where the company at that goes in the cloud? It's overseas. You know what I'm saying? So only Diddy and the company overseas has access to any video footage that comes to his home. They cannot get it. That's how, when you're a billionaire, that's what type of system you need to have. So it can't be hacked. So it's no drives. It's no, yeah, he got cameras on it. It's nothing. Look, Diddy, we already know Diddy liked the party. It's nothing.
He likes the party. He likes the party with the little boys too.
Exactly. But it's nothing illegal about having sex with Meek Mills and all these other, allegedly, which we already, we're going to talk about that. It's nothing criminal about that.
Well, the criminal part becomes when people say they've been drugged. No, if you drug me and I don't know.
That, but that's the same criminal thing they said about Bill Cosby. Bruh, you going to a party and you going to a Hollywood party. You already need to know what to expect when you get there. Like, we go there, like, yo, I don't want nothing to drink. We gonna chill. We got our own drink. We got our own drink. Because we already know how they get down.
Diddy has the best. He has the best.
They already know how to get down. Like, the whole, that's like, remember back in the day? But think about it. Back in the day, we used to go to these pool parties and somebody would spike the punch. They pull some liquor in the punch and everybody drinking the punch. We did that. We did all that. So what's the difference of what they doing now just because they got more money? We did all that. How many parties have you been to and the punch has been spiked?
Yeah.
No, listen to me. A lot. You ain't never
been.
Right.
Exactly. It's been spiked.
But I'm sorry. He is an a-hole and he took granted of innocent people. Period. Point blank.
I think he took advantage, but it's nothing he did about it. But people have a will of mind to say no. Just like
Cat Williams said. That's not true. That's not
so
true.
You think he forced?
I think that he did a lot of things that, yes, I think he forced, some things were forced. Yes.
I don't think it was forced. I think these people were put in a position where they didn't know how to say no.
Like, you do this or you out.
And yeah, like, hey, man.
You that's like somebody forced. Said,
hey, man, this is a sandwich. That's a sandwich? Yeah, it's a nice sandwich. Go ahead and try it out. And he didn't want to back away from that sandwich. He'd already heard about the $5 foot long. He didn't want it. He couldn't turn it down.
That foot long is good. So
wow,
like,
I like salami now.
No, like no. He thought he was God, and he took advantage of a lot of people. A lot of people, but, he knew how desperate they were.
Hold on now.
Yeah.
Hold on now. But look at it. We looking at it from a black side point of view.
Yeah,
like
we
saying,
are.
This stuff is happening everywhere else too. It's just that, it's like when they came to him to get him, he was like, "What the fuck? You think Diddy or that thing like Pablo Escobar?"
Exactly. You know why?
When it came to Weinstein, not so much.
Because it was white women, Caucasian women, that were yelling this. This is, you know, they got young Miami as a drug mule, sex slave worker. Like, okay, I give you money. I'm giving you money and you doing things that I want you to do. What's the difference in going to the strip club and finding somebody like that?
That's what I'm about to say. You go to the strip club, you know your girl, you're like, hey, man.
No, listen. You all are trying to find these. No.
No, we're looking at it from the point
of view. Exactly, the point of view.
Okay.
Let's say you and your mate, y'all are into, what they call,
voice calls of him on the phone with male boys. And I heard it for myself. And I heard how he tried to manipulate them.
If you ain't never had nothing in life,
But you took advantage of it. That's just advantage taking, period.
He's advantage taker, but look
he
at
is.
Like, okay. He's advantage taker, yes.
Like, you don't.
These people probably put in a position, or they was elevated to a place they never been before. That's like being in the back and let somebody ask you a dumbass question. They be like, "Hey, what would you do? Would you?"
I disagree with both of you all.
Well, we're gonna get into more in this about that because this is an interesting topic, and I got some interesting questions for both of y'all too.
Okay,
that's gonna make y'all think and make y'all say like, what if this was to happen to me? You know, we're we gonna get into this. Yeah, true talk.
You,
this is
would the, you get identified?
Nah, bro, you already know me. You already know me.
Take that.
You know, Diddy would have got a foot in his mouth. You gotta tell Diddy no. That's what he said. You gotta tell him no.
Like I said, they've been cornered.
You gotta tell him.
He whipped out on him. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What the fuck you think it is?
But see, the problem is, it's like you think about some of these rappers that came from nothing.
Yeah.
And you got this guy that can make your career.
Make your life change.
He can
make you a millionaire overnight.
If you give him what he wants, then he can change your life. Nobody ain't gotta know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Allegedly with Meek Mills. You know what I'm saying? Because I never was a Meek. I know you, brother. You a Meek Mills fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you thinking twice about listening to his music now. But what really disturbed me was that video footage. You know what I'm saying? That guy took. That was very.
What? Hold on. You know the audio?
The audio videos that he said.
I can't believe that. But
thing about this after that footage came out, you know, Meek got a new album out, and he said in his song that I hope my fans will forgive me what I did with Diddy. And that right there was like, nigga, why would you say that? No, this is on his song. Like, you can pull it up. This is Meek Mills rapping on his song. I hope my fans forgive me for what I did with Diddy. And I'm like, did he just confess? Did he just confess to all the shit?
Look at Usher.
Yeah, but this is different, bro. Meek, you listen to Meek. I don't listen to Meek, but Meek, he's supposed to be the man from the streets. And he talks all this rah-rah, but then in his new album, he said, I hope my fans forgive me for what I did with Diddy. It's clearly in his album. Like, how can you come back from that? You can't even listen to his shit the same way if you a fan of hip-hop. Because you just basically spoke about having sex with Diddy.
I can't believe that. I got to look that up.
Man, listen. Look. I'm download the album. Just download the song. He said, I hope my fans forgive me of what I did with Diddy. Period. So I was like, yo, I didn't think that Meek, you know, people talk shit. It's so much false information going on in this information. We're not gonna get it right. Only the elites and all the other people, they know what the hell is going on. But it's so many people involved, to Prince Harry. Everybody went to Diddy's parties. Yeah. But some people tell you, like, yo, you gotta leave a certain time. We all know Diddy liked the party. Diddy has never said that he was
bisexual.
He just said, I love everybody. He said, I love everybody. He always said that. So what he do in his personal life, that is not an issue. The issue that I have is if it's sex traveling or minors, then that's a problem. And that's why that New York has sent the boys down there and they got the Homeland Security. I mean, they don't have FBI. They don't have, you know, any other. They got the Homeland Security because they want to see the flight logs of people that's coming in and out of the country and see if he facilitated anything of transporting minors. Because the guy Rodney Jones, he is the one who put it out there. Now, the thing about Rodney Jones is he put it out there. This is a civil lawsuit because he is not getting his royalties from the Love album. He never said that Diddy did anything to him. This is not a criminal case.
Because he's lying. Because Diddy did something to him.
I don't think he's lying. I just think he's just in his feelings because he ain't getting his bread.
No, so he knows shit. No, what it really is, when Cassie got that bread, everybody started thinking, oh, shit, that's how that is it.
I'm going to get that bread, too. That's what it was. And Cassie know what she was doing. She was with the nigga for 10 years.
J-Lo was with him, too.
Exactly.
Now I'm hearing they're trying to go after J-Lo.
Well, J-Lo fucking her own self up because, you know, that shit she got on. But we going to get into this shit because this is an interesting topic. We could talk about this shit for hours and hours. Lyric B, I know you got something for us now. So give us something
for
the crowd because everybody's so focused on Diddy. We need to focus on ourselves right now. You know what I mean? Screw Diddy. We don't care. Diddy, we already knew what the fuck Diddy been doing all these goddamn years. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit ain't new. You know Diddy is the diddler.
The man made a song and said, you was more than me. You was like my brother. We were wrestling under the covers.
But see, nobody paid attention to this shit because we thought he was talking about J-Lo. Everybody, but now, well, he could have been talking about J-Lo. But it's so much false information.
How a female, I just had to think about it. How's a female more like my brother? I like, God damn.
Right.
Come on, man.
I mean, unless, it makes you think.
Unless they're strapping on. Unless they're strapping.
Yeah, it makes you think. It makes you think. But Lyric B, give these listeners some hope to hear. Other than the diddler. Other than the diddler.
Lord, today in 2024. Hey, my beauties and my gents, let's dive right into it. This is LB coming to you with 1-2, as usual. I am going to talk to you all about watermelon and how watermelon is good for the skin. Yay, don't you want to know? It's a little secret gem. Watermelon, of course, people know that it's very good for digestion system, yes, but some doctors and experts say watermelon, too much watermelon isn't good because of the sugar levels. However, anything you do, we all know, overdoing something is not good. We always want to do things in moderation. So what I will say is that watermelon, the fruit, the beautiful fruit, whatever you all do too, make sure you're eating seed watermelon, not seedless watermelon. This is FYI really quick, but let's dive into it. So watermelon, the benefits of watermelon for the skin is the vitamin A that it consists of, the vitamin B6 and C. The vitamins, all three of these combined, helps the skin to stay soft, smooth, and supple. Rosha is a doctor and an expert, a beauty expert, and they say that within the vitamin C, it boosts the collagen production in your skin. It also improves skin elasticity and blood flow to the skin. And that's the vitamin C that the watermelon has, right? Mm-hmm. And then, in addition to that, it also has the vitamin A, which helps to repair the skin cells, your skin, preventing dry, flaky. You don't want that, but that's what the vitamin A help assist to do. And then the vitamin B6 helps with skin breakouts. But a lot of people that have skin breakouts, the vitamin B6 that's in the watermelon that it consists of helps those that have a lot of breakouts. So whatever you do, please indulge in watermelon, just not too much, because some experts tend to say it leads to high sugar levels and high blood pressure, only because of the maximum sugar that it has. Like, I am addicted to watermelon, and so it's not good for me. Too much of it is not good for me, only because of the high sugar that it has in it, right? But it really helps the skin in a major way, because it consists with all three vitamins, major vitamins, and that helps too with us I have melanin in the skin. So for those that didn't know,
keep that thing going too. What about that?
It does. It does. It keeps the thing going, and it also keeps the girl Punani sweet.
So you taste it.
It tastes like watermelon.
Exactly. Tastes like a watermelon.
No, talk down.
Exactly. And no, it's not supposed to be tart. Not at all. But yeah. So that concludes. Stop. That concludes yellow. The dirty guys yellow. Over there, dirty minds, would yellow like to know. So that concludes my beauty tips for today.
That's what's up. Give it up for our girl Lyric B with the watermelon tips. Y'all ladies get that watermelon, the pineapple. It's summertime.
Summertime.
We don't want to taste no lime.
Oh.
Can you imagine woo! Tasting some lime in the
right.
summertime?
Yeah.
That shit tastes nasty.
What you had, some Granny Smith apples?
No. Well, the worst thing for a woman to eat is asparagus. You don't want to, oh Lord, it may taste good, but it ain't good for the poo-poo. Not damn. Good for the punani at all. I've heard so many horror stories, and I don't ever want to experience that in my
life.
Is
it like, is it a stench? Is it a stenchy taste, or just
it's not a good look. It's not a good look.
Ladies, stay off of the
stay asparagus. Away from, please. I've heard horror stories. Horror. Not nightmares, but horror stories. You don't want to. And if you do, make sure you eat it and you don't indulge in nothing for a few days. Get it all the way out of the system. Get it all the way out of the system. Drink to 8 15 bottles of water.
Hey, little boy, I'm glad I'm a man. I ain't got.
Well, I'm glad I know, and I don't have to have that experience. Exactly. Like, you all are so lucky.
It's fucked up. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So stay away.
All right, lover boy, give me some of them sports. We got a lot in sports to get into.
We're gonna talk about that wide
receiver fucking up his life. Lover boy, get into the sports.
All right. You already know what time it is. Woo! Countdown almost that time of the year of the NBA playoffs. Woo! This man, let me tell you, things been going on so much in the NBA. I just gotta get to it quick. The Thunder took on the Knicks. The Thunder 113, Knicks 112. If you are a fan of the Thunder, woo, man, they look good. I'm talking about Jalen Williams. Hit 33 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds. SGA, that's that kid. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he had 19 points, 3 assists with 2 rebounds. And man, Josh Giddey. We thought he was going to be getting up out of here when that sex allegations, but he's still staying firm. He had 16 points, 12 assists, 13 rebounds for that triple-double. But let's talk about those Knicks because, man, they are doing things in the East. Spike Lee is on the couch. Jaylen Brown, he had 30 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds. Dante DiVincenzo, 15 points, 2 assists with 1 rebound. And Miles McBride, 19 points, 3 assists, 4 rebounds. Thunder get the win. Next game, Warriors taking on the Spurs. Warriors 117, Spurs 113. I mean, with a name like the Warriors, you know Draymond Green been kicking ass of late. Woo, and nuts. He had 21 points, 11 assists with 6 rebounds. Steph the Chef Curry doing it big as usual. He had 33 points, 8 assists with 1 rebound. And Klay Thompson, he had 13 points, 3 assists with 2 rebounds. But let's talk about those Spurs. Victor Wembanyama, some say next year, man, the Spurs are going to look better and better. Because this kid right here, he could do nothing wrong. He had 32 points, 5 assists, 9 rebounds.
Cedi Osman, he had 18 points, 1 assist with 2 rebounds. And Malik Branham, he had 12 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. Warriors get the win. The Mavs took on the Rockets. Mavs 125, Rockets 107. Luka Doncic never ever disappoints. He had 47 points, 7 assists with 12 rebounds. Woo! Luka, long range, doing big. Kyrie Irving crossing his way to the court. 24 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds. And PJ Washington, this guy, he's mean, green, rugged machine. 12 assists, 2 assists, 12 points, 2 assists, 6 rebounds. Let's talk about those Rockets. Jabari Smith, 28 points, 2 assists, 7 rebounds. Aaron Holiday, 16 points, 2 assists with 5 rebounds. And Jalen Green, 12 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. What a bad game from Jalen. He must be thinking about that baby on the way. Next game, the Lakers took on the Nets. Lakers 116, Nets 104, LBJ unstoppable. LBJ, if you don't know, I'm talking about the king, LeBron James. 40 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds. Anthony Davis, man, this guy, man, what's wrong? AD must have been taking his spinach all season long. His kid's barely been hurt. 24 points with 10 rebounds for a double-double. Man, Russell, 18 points, 6 assists with 6 rebounds. Let's talk about those next. Cam Thomas, 30 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds. Dennis Schroeder, 14 points, 3 assists with 3 rebounds. And Trevor Wavert, 15 points, 2 assists, 8 rebounds. Let's talk about some more notable games that happened in the NBA. The Jazz took on the Kings. Jazz 106, Kings 127. The Bulls took on the Wolves. Bulls 109, Wolves 101. Heat took on the Wizards. Heat 114, Wiz 107. The 76ers took on the Raptors. 76ers 135, Raptors 120. The Clippers clipped the Hornets 130 to 118. And the Cavs took on the Nuggets 101-130. Here goes my pick three if you are in the gambling lane. The Suns will take on the Pelicans. I'm rolling with the Suns tonight. The Celtics will take on the Hornets. I'm rolling with Boston. And the Nets will take on the Pacers. I'm rolling with the Pacers. But let's get into this topic. What happened with this NFL guy from Kansas City? What was he thinking? This guy was involved in a racing incident and then just left the scene. I heard of leaving a house if you was trying to get it on and her boyfriend showed up. That's when you leave. But you don't leave when the police are involved. You got to stay. You got to stay and hope everything goes your way. But he must have been thinking he was back in the hood where it's all good and leave the scene because he wasn't trying to get caught with the thing. Something. Not to talk about this. This guy, he just blew his career. Of course, you know, NFL, they issued a statement. And, man, this kid could be in some hot seat trouble.
He is in trouble. He going to jail. Like, period. You just left the scene of an accident. And you just won a Super Bowl, bro.
Just
like,
won a Super Bowl. Things are going his way. I mean, sometimes they say, man, you can leave the hood, but the hood can't leave you.
It's the company that you keep, bro.
Oh, definitely the company.
Go. You can see them all on the video. It's the company that he kept. They the ones who, let's get out of here.
I mean, you got to realize the camera is everywhere. It's hard to get away with crime these days. You go in the store and you steal something, they got you.
They got you across the street coming out of the store.
Or they got you on the highway. Or they got you when you got in your car. Or the neighbor
gets
got
the
you.
Clown of the, he gets the clown of the week.
Clown dun, of the dun, week. Dun. Yeah, man. You got think about your actions, because it could be your last.
It sure can.
And that's going to do it all for the sports. Join me next week, same time, same bat channel.
Give it up for my boy, Lover Boy, with them sports, man. The industry is on
fire.
This is on fire.
Let's talk about what's going on with the Nickelodeon, man.
Nickelodeon is probably the worst.
What?
You know what I mean, like, Nickelodeon, all of those young kids that we grew up on, they were getting sexually assaulted. So we're not paying attention to the other industry. We are paying attention to Diddy. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's
our culture. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. right now, Diddy is only allegedly guilty of being an asshole right now.
I don't think so.
No criminal charges. He's filed. But right now, he's guilty of being an asshole.
No, he's a butler.
We got to put it in real life terms. There are no criminal cases against Diddy. He has 5 civil lawsuits against
him. And then they got Al B. Shore talking about, yeah, he's going to let you know how he got in that coma.
Yeah, but Al B. Shore, man, he mad. He mad.
He mad because God took his whole son.
At the end of the day, is Diddy done fucked over a lot of people. We already know that. 112, fucking so many people. You know what I mean? He done fucked over. But the problem goes down to is this liquor company that he tried to put on blast. Now, they paid him out. Diddy got paid billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like but somebody in that company said we're going to come after him.
Yeah, because, you know, what they said was that... Diddy got mad because they offered George Clooney $400 million for...
Yeah, they bought his cup. They bought Casamigos.
Casamigos.
$400 million.
He was like, well, why would you buy Casamigos and I'm got the De Leon? So he went to the court for, you know, racist. You know, said they were being racist. And they said, you know what? Let's go settle this out. You're right. But then the turn said, as soon as that happened, you know...
Because people think Diddy owned Ciroc. Diddy never owned Ciroc. Diddy just was the face of Ciroc.
The face.
Like, you face realize, of Ciroc. He never owned Ciroc.
When they come out here with these wines, come out there, and you go out to these stores, you think you're supporting that person.
Right,
You're mm-hmm. not supporting that person. You're supporting what he supporting stands by. So that's the big difference. When you say, oh, I got my own liquor company, man. No, you don't. You're the face of the liquor company.
You're bringing in the culture. He brought the culture in. Everybody was drinking Ciroc because Diddy was promoting that stuff. So you bringing in the culture, and you're not getting paid what you're worth, but John Clooney got $400 million for Casamigos. This company is the second or third biggest alcohol company in the world. He ain't even got nothing. He can't even compete with these boys. So when they want you, just like Luke said, you going on social media and talking that rah-rah, like, yo, we made you. So now you want to come after us? Okay, we're going to fix you up. All of this stuff is just a test to ruin his legacy. Now, I'm not saying that Diddy has not did shit. We all know he did shit. Sex trafficking, allegedly, I hope that is not in his repertoire of what he's doing, you know? But of course, having parties, fucking men.
Freak-offs.
It's the freak-offs. That's nothing illegal about that. There's nothing illegal about having freak-offs.
That's just his preference. That's just what
That's his preference.
Yeah, hey. he's not like, you know, but I don't like... People aren't just making things up on this man. Like, there's been so many things that he probably has done that people are afraid or were afraid to come forward to tell and say because of the power that this man had, you know, behold behind him. And so he's been able to get away with a lot of the things that he's done to people and in people's lives.
Let me ask you a question, Larry.
For years.
What would you do? Okay, if Diddy did something to you, would you go civil or would you go criminal?
If he did something to me that hurt me, I'm going criminal.
Exactly. There are no criminal lawsuits against Diddy right now. All civil. People want money. After the Cassie situation... Cassie got a 30 minute. And let me tell you what happened with the Cassie situation in my head. Boom. Cassie was with him for 10 years. Mm-hmm. She even stayed with this man, and he had two twins on her with Kim, with his ex, Kim Porter, and she still was with him. She was loving the money. She was loving what was going on. Now, they separated. So, Cassie, like, okay, if you don't give me this, I'm going to put you out there. Do you think Diddy gave her the $30 million? No, Diddy didn't give her the $30 million. Diddy called up his boys. Hey, bruh, I need you to put up five. I need you to put up five. I need you to put up five. Because this girl going to talk of the shit that she know on y'all. She know a lot because she been around him for 10 years. She ain't never said shit, but now she married to some, another dude. Like, yo, if you sitting there,
well,
with
she
your
wanted
next husband,
to say something, but she was afraid to come forward.
So why she didn't file criminal? Daddy. But why you didn't file criminal?
Well, but baby, she was afraid to file criminal.
No, because the same thing. Either way, I'm coming after you.
It's still coming after
criminal,
you.
Criminal, but criminal. But see, now was it a statute of limitation on what happened to her to make it not criminal?
She signed an NDA. He puts everybody in the NDA. Like, yo, you can't talk about what you do. But you can still come out to him criminal after the NDA is off. Then you should go out to civil.
Well, this is all speculation. You don't know.
This is all allegedly. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, if you was assaulted, you was assaulted and did this, you would go criminal first and then come after the empire. You could
have
got
Puff Daddy did a whole
lot
of things. Just stop the bull crap, okay? He's Puff Daddy. He did a whole bunch of stuff. A whole heap of stuff. Okay?
I'm not saying he has.
He is going to get what he deserves. If he did these people wrong or whatever the case may be, then oh well. If he didn't, then gone by y'all.
That man ain't going to jail. He's too protected. He got Prince Harry. He got royalty.
He might not be going to jail. But they damn sure they're going to make sure that he ain't doing nothing else in life.
Oh, nah, he done. This is it. He going to sail in the sunset as a billionaire sitting back. No, Diddy's still going to be doing stuff. He going to be doing through other people.
Okay.
He's still going to be doing stuff just through other people.
I got this name. Like a company called Sad Boy.
He going to be doing, like, say, like Jaguar Wright. If y'all don't know who Jaguar Wright is, Jaguar Wright has been talking about Jay-Z, Beyonce, Diddy, everything for years. Now, if people don't know who Jaguar Wright is, if you remember the song Cry by Jay-Z, it's like, oh. Like, she did that. She was the lyricist behind that. Jaguar Wright back then was the shit. And she's been ousted out, and then she has been telling her story about Jay-Z and Beyonce and Diddy and all that stuff like that, how everything had went down. And I was trying to get this audio of Jaguar Wright, but it won't let me upload it, of this new situation where she talk about Nipsey, how Diddy and Snoop was behind Nipsey, allegedly behind the situation with Nipsey. So it's getting real. Everything is starting to come out.
They said it was a video of, was it Nipsey? Was it Nipsey and Diddy? I don't know, the video they was talking about a while ago, and they said even with the girl from Lower London, they was all getting yeah.
She was a plant. They say Lauren was a plant. Nipsey was on Diddy's. He was on his label. We didn't know that. Lauren London used to sing backup for Jaguar Wright. People don't know that. Like, all of this stuff is coming out. Like, I was trying to play the clip as we was listening, but for some reason it just won't let me upload it of how Jaguar Wright is speaking. She was like, people don't know that Lauren London was background for me. And people don't know who, you know, the younger generation don't know who Jaguar Wright is. But everybody know that song with Jay-Z is like, whoop. That was her voice. She was the lyricist on Cry. She had her own band. Lauren London was in love with the producer on her band. She left him to be with Nipsey. All of a sudden, she just left him to be with Nipsey. So now she's being implicated on a whole bunch of stuff. Same way with J-Lo. It's all coming together. We all knew this stuff from years. We just looked past it because we were just like, I like the music.
Yeah, they're trying to say that they're trying to get J-Lo. They're trying to say J-Lo actually had the gun on her when the night that Shine had the thing. Because they're actually saying that Diddy did that shit. But, you know, they're saying that, you know, Shine took the beef for it.
And J-Lo took the beef. You know, why do you think he is the, what? What is he now? In the
ambassador.
He's like the ambassador. Come on now. He getting his just dues now. Like, he paid. Diddy just was over there wishing him happy birthday with a cake and shit. Like, yo, here, take this $20 million. You good? Come on now. Like, you took that bid for me. Same way how the dude Emery took a bid for Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they loyal. We've been
loyal
knowing about
to the
this
team.
Stuff. We've been knowing about this stuff. But what's really disturbing me is the Meek Mill situation. This is disturbing. So disturbing. It's so disturbing. I didn't even want to play the audio on our podcast.
I mean, did you hear? I need to hear this. Did you? You heard this? Like, yeah. You heard him say? I mean, it could be anything.
Man, I don't think that's the audio. I think the guy. I don't believe that guy has that audio because that don't even make sense. I was in there, and you know, I put the phone to the junk, and this is what I heard.
Man, that audio is crazy. And I'm like, that's fucked up. And
I'm like,
then,
damn, goddamn, did he beating up?
He beat his ass. He beat the brakes off his ass. You know what I'm saying? And then the thing about it.
They got Meek Mill and all these things. He just looks so uncomfortable with himself. They got the one joint where he in the pool, his ass in the air.
He in the pool.
Like, what the fuck?
His like, ass in the air because yeah, that shit's did, burning.
You did that, daddy. Like, what the fuck?
What are they saying that Puff Daddy
came
over?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Puff
Daddy. This came out in the it's a I don't know how many pages it is, but it's this is what's going on.